I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Boy, what a day. The hits keep on coming to have someone like Ed Klein on the show. He's a brand new book, All Out War, but is there anybody better? He's got to be in the top three worldwide that know Hillary Clinton, know what she's about as she continues to be the gift that keeps on giving with this whole DNC thing. Author Ed Klein joins us to talk about his new book, All Out War, on President Trump. Ed Klein, welcome to Philadelphia. What a great day to have you. Any day's a good day.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate that introduction very much.
Well, you got this book going on, but you got to be looking a little bit over at Hillary Clinton, given how successful you've been in driving home some of the points of her character.
Well, I've written, as you know, several books about Hillary Clinton, and in this new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have a lot of stuff about Hillary in this book as well, including something that no one's really ever picked up. The book has been out for 4 or 5 days. It's just a new book, but I'm surprised they haven't picked up the fact that I've reported from inside the Hillary Clinton circle, her inner circle, that she is not only drinking Chardonnay very much, but she's also gone to hard liquor, and that sometimes she's a bit drunk, and that she's stumbled and she's fallen and she's cut herself. All kinds of things that nobody's talking about.
Well, Ed, too, I maybe differ with some of these people. They just say to her, "Get over the presidential race." You know, Hillary, you've studied inner circle and all that. This is not going to be, it's almost impossible for her to get over that for so many reasons, her own flaws being part of it.
Absolutely. She's been obsessed with the idea of becoming president of the United States since the 1960s when she was at Wellesley College, and her classmates were saying, "Oh, you're going to become the first woman president of the United States." She married Bill Clinton with the idea that she'd follow him into the White House. She's been trying to be president forever and ever. She believed until about 10 o'clock on election night that she was going to win, and suddenly it was snatched away from her. And the prospect is that she's never going to become president. This is driving her absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Now, let's turn to this book. The first thing that you have that I haven't seen anybody else that's really interesting is, and it plays in today's news, Ed, which is the Russian story. You see it as a big colluder on this was Susan Rice.
The plot to destroy Trump began on, I can even give you the date, December 16, when Obama invited his national security advisor, Susan Rice, to a dinner in the family quarters of the White House. A source of mine was at that dinner, and Susan Rice proposed that Donald Trump's advisors, their names, be unmasked from intercepts by the National Security Agency, distributed widely throughout the intelligence community among thousands of people, that the level of classification be lowered so that this stuff could be seen by more and more people, and that then it would be leaked to the press. And that's exactly what happened, and that's where the plot began.
If you know that, Ed, then what is the inability to track this and to go after Susan Rice? Is it Sessions reluctant? I mean, what's your sense of why we're not seeing this?
This is a question that many people have been asking me. Why isn't Jeff Sessions appointing a special prosecutor to go after Hillary Clinton, as everyone, you, me, and a lot of Republicans, conservatives, ordinary independent people, too, think he should? I'm told that he's under huge pressure within the Justice Department from his own prosecutors who say, you got to go, got to appoint a special prosecutor. The real collusion is between Hillary and the Democrats and the Russians, not Donald Trump and the Russians. He has resisted this so far. I don't know how long he's going to be able to resist it, but he's continued to say, well, I don't want to politicize the Justice Department, you know, but the pressure on him to do so is enormous.
I saw a story today where he's apparently recused himself on the Iranian deal thing, and I don't get that. I mean, this is a clear, if there's anything that's not about the election per se, but about a potential criminal act, it's that.
It is, because we're talking about literally over $100 million in donations from Kremlin-associated sources having to do with this uranium deal to the Clinton Foundation, and Bill Clinton getting $500,000 for a speech in Moscow at the same time that Hillary's approving this darn thing. So, I mean, it's blatant, it's obvious, and it certainly deserves a special prosecutor.
Now, talk about the deep state. That's at the core of the book. Who are these people? What are they able to do, and why are they still there?
Well, you know, Dom, that there's been some, to put it mildly, disagreement, especially what mainstream media, on the very existence of the deep state. I have an FBI report, a secret FBI report in this new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, a FBI report in which agents of the FBI infiltrated meetings of the deep state. These are the rogue elements in the permanent bureaucracy appointed by the Clintons and by Obama, who have been trying to sabotage Donald Trump's agenda and are being instructed by union organizers, community organizers, all these left-wing groups on how to make files suddenly go missing, delete files from computers, slow walk regulations, do everything in their power to sabotage Donald Trump. And this is now established as an absolute fact by the FBI.
So, again, we come back to then, Ed, you know, the thing that you do, you can't get everybody, you can't stop everything, but we know deterrence is you pick somebody and you go after them big time to send a message that you might be next, right?
That's absolutely true, and I think that's one of the things Jeff Sessions is doing, by the way, in the Justice Department, is he's trying to root out these people, because in his effort to defund these sanctuary cities, he's discovered that his rules and his decision and his orders are being countermanded by this deep state, and they're not acting on it.
Wow.
So he's trying to get rid of these people. It's very hard, because before he left office, as you may recall, Obama made a lot of these people permanent members, permanent employees of the government. It's very, very hard to fire them.
Yeah, boy, this is a coup. I mean, it's a silent coup that's going
right
on here. That's exactly what the title should be. Yeah, did you think about that as a title, Ed, rather than All Out War?
I did, but, you know, I was speaking to people very close to the president, and they said that's what he's involved in, an all-out war against this plot to destroy him.
Absolutely. It goes on every day. What else is going on, Ed, that you chronicle in the book that's part of this all-out war?
Well, one of the most exclusive stories in this book, All Out War, is the connection between Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other violent left-wing groups here in the United States, and the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, not only on the internet, but actually meetings in Europe between these American violent leftists and these representatives of extreme Islam. And the FBI was there and has chronicled this, and I chronicle it in the book, All Out War.
Now, let's slow down with that, because here in Philadelphia, we have a hotbed of this type of stuff, Ed. So these are national leaders, would you say, that are engaged with Islamic extremists?
These are guys and women who you see with their black masks and black costumes breaking windows and smashing people and doing violence, throwing red paint on statues, threatening people. These are the leaders that are spread throughout campuses all over the United States and are being protected by the academic community in these university campuses where they store their weapons. These people have traveled to Europe. They've traveled to Syria. They've traveled to other parts of the Middle East and have met with these Islamist terrorists. And the FBI refers to this, and I quote this in my new book, All Out War, as the greatest threat to law enforcement since the 1970s and the Weather Underground.
So the question becomes then again, the FBI at that point and others did go after Bill Ayers, whether underground. Some of them got away for a period of time, but they did go after them. I think it's particularly with Black Lives Matter, people pull punches with this. They're very afraid. I think they're a terrorist group, and Antifa is definitely a terrorist group.
Yes. And then, of course, this whole political correctness that Donald Trump talks about, President Trump talks about, in which he has made it clear that the left, the violent left-wing groups are at least as violent as the violent right-wing groups. And he was really severely criticized for that, if you recall. But it turns out he's absolutely right.
And I would add, Ed, they have more significant power because on college campuses, if they're not seen as heroes, they're seen as a force to be allowed versus, obviously, Nazis. People are opposed to that universally.
Everybody's opposed to these right-wing Nazis. You're absolutely right. Now, also, in addition to the college campuses, where's Antifa and all this Black Lives Matter getting their funding?
How do they
bus all these people to protest? How do they get them with these placards suddenly into their hands that are not, you know, spontaneous placards, but are obviously produced by others? How do they feed them when they're there? How do they take care of their toilet needs? And maybe if they get
maybe not so much there. They have a tendency to do what they want.
You're right about that.
It's a Soros connection, right?
It is the Soros connection. And not only Soros, but all of his billionaire buddies on the left who are making common cause with Soros, including this guy Tom Steyer, who's doing advertising on TV now to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, Ed, you are a magician at getting inside so many things at once. And what I admire is when you start on one thing, suddenly it bank shots into something else that you uncover. It was enough with Susan Rice, but this last Antifa, Black Lives Matter and all is a must read, all out war. And that all out war comes back through Donald Trump. So give us a little sense of how Trump feels, though he's not relenting on any of this.
I get this sense from my sources, and I can't tell you what they are, of course, but believe me, they're very close, that the president believes he is winning this all-out war, but that it's going to be a battle day in and day out, and it needs the support of people who, for instance, listen to your radio show and need the facts, and that's what I've tried to give them in this book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, the facts that they can use to fight against this plot by getting in touch with their congressman, by showing up at meetings, by voting the right way, and by supporting the president.
Absolutely. Ed, thank you very much. Thanks for another great book.
My pleasure, Dom. Thank you for having
Dom
me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.